Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I am Christopher.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today is day two of our picture dictionary. If you were with us yesterday, you might remember that we taught you about six different organs.
We did?
Yes, six. We taught brain, which is what helps us think. We learned about our eyes.
Oh, 眼睛.
Our ears.
耳朵.
Our lungs.
Fei, I think that's the Chinese Fei, yeah, it is.
Lungs. Mm-hmm. We also learned about our heart.
Oh, 心脏.
And then appendix. Which you don't have.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I thought, okay.
I was supposed to be a secret between us. Well, everybody knows now.
Yeah, it's recorded.
Oh, 就是我割掉我的盲肠差不多12岁的时候 when I was 12. I remember it was like, I didn't feel pain though. Because like, I kind of felt like,I thought I ate something sunny, but then turned out to be like acute appendicitis. 就是急性盲肠炎。我只是觉得我吃坏肚子。And the next thing I know, I had to go to the hospital and have an operation. But I'm fine now.
Good.
Okay, so let's find out what words we're going to learn today. Let's check it out.
What do our organs do?
Liver.Your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body.
Your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body.
Kidney.
Kidney.
Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine.
Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Your stomach makes acid to help break down food.
Your stomach makes acid to help break down food.
Small intestine.
Small intestine.
Your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Large intestine.
Large intestine.
Your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine.
Your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine.
Bladder.
Bladder.
The average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine.
The average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine.
Okay, so the first word we're going to learn about today in our picture dictionary is liver.Liver, spelled L-I-V-E-R. Liver, L-I-V-E-R. The liver is an important organ. Your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body. Drinking lots of alcohol, or like pijo, can damage your liver, making it not very good at doing its job.
Okay, so liver 这个字呢就是肝的意思。所以如果你常喝酒啊，像是 alcohol 就是酒啊，绝对是对你的肝是不好的哦，非常伤肝哦。另外呢，其实动物的肝，像是这个鹅肝啊、鸡肝啊，其实就是出现在很多的料理当中哦。那鹅肝的英文就是 goose liver。Or, 很多人是用它的 French, 它的法文就是 foie gras.
That's
really hard to pronounce. Okay,、
yeah.
所以比方像是 we had liver and onions for dinner. 就是晚餐的时候我们吃了这个可能是鹅肝啦还有这个洋葱 yummy.
Okay, so our example sentence again is your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body.
Okay, 所以肝在这个血液流通全身之前呢就会清理血中的一些杂质啦。
Okay, another word we're going to learn is kidney. Kidney, spelled K-I-D-N-E-Y. K-I-D-N-E-Y. Kidney. Now, kidney, is a very important organ. Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine. The kidney acts like a filter. So have you ever seen a piece of paper that people put coffee grounds into?
Oh.
That's a filter.
Oh, okay.
So when you make coffee using a filter, the coffee grounds are stopped by the paper, the filter, and the liquid goes through.
Mm.
This is the same thing, but instead of coffee, your kidneys give you pee.
好恶心的比喻哦。OK, now kidney 是肾，像是很多人常因为身体不好要洗肾，英文呢这个肾就是 kidney, 很重要哦。那肾的功能就像刚刚 Chris 老师说的一样哦，就很像一个Filter 其实本身有过滤的意思哦，就是像是我们在煮咖啡啊，我们就需要滤纸啊，这个英文就是 filter。 那只是呢 OK, 煮咖啡我们是要滤掉咖啡豆，可是 kidney 呢它是把我们的血液转成 urine, 就是尿液 or PP, OK。 那跟 liver 一样，其实动物的肾也常常当做料理来吃哦，像是 you probably will have steak and kidney pie。
I have never had steak and kidney pie.
Exactly.
It sounds like it might be good.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. Well, here's the example sentence again for kidney. Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine.
Okay, 血液流进肾脏，转化成尿液 urine.
Okay, now we're going to learn about the stomach. This is the stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach, spelled S-T-O-M-A-C-H, stomach. Your stomach makes acid to help break down food. And this is called digestion. Okay, now different foods have different digestion times. So some vegetables are quickly digested, which means like broken down, while other foods such as meat take longer. Did you know if you sleep on your stomach, now that's just like your belly area, you're more likely to have strange dreams.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because in English for You, we had a fun fact about that.
Oh, we should read more about that, or we should share that in A+. Okay, stomach 是什么呢？就是胃哦。其实我们的胃要顾好，不然我们吃下来肚子的东西呢，就不好消化。消化就是 digestion。那刚刚有说会产生胃，会产生什么胃酸，就是 acid, A-C-I-D。那像是蔬菜，其实当然就会比肉比较好消化哦。那其实在口语上胃不舒服，因为有很多种说法，像是最简单大家就是 I have a stomach ache, 就是肚子痛，或是你可以说有点就是胃感觉不舒服，就是 my stomach is upset, 不是表示他生气啊，就是怪怪的。 Or I have problems with my stomach, 就是胃有问题啦。那肚子很饱的时候呢，你就可以说 my stomach is full, 吃得很饱。那肚子饿呢，相反就是my stomach is growling, 就是咕噜咕噜叫 growling。那 on an empty stomach 就是空腹或是空胃这样子的意思哦。So maybe sometimes you have to take medicine
yeah,
on an empty stomach or not on an empty stomach.
Right, they'll say do not take the medicine without eating first.
Yeah, now I'm going to mention something even more interesting is your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yes.
眼睛比胃还大。I love this phrase. 意思呢就是呢有时候你很想要吃很多，可是你的胃却装不下那么多东西。I know that happens to a lot of guys. They will order so many food and then they can't finish it.
It doesn't happen to this guy. I usually finish my food because my eyes are not bigger than my stomach. I know what I can eat.
Good
now,
for you.
What does happen though is my girlfriend will say, can you finish this for me? When her eyes are too big for her stomach. So then I'm like, oh no.
Oh my goodness, I do that
all the time. Give me the food and then I get 不舒服. My stomach hurts.
难怪他那么瘦齁。OK, 那另外呢在口语呢我们常常也会说 have butterflies in my stomach。可以想象一下如果你肚子里有很多蝴蝶在飞，是不是感觉怪怪的呢，七上八下的折腾很不好受。那当然这是一个比喻的说法， have butterflies in one stomach 就是形容可能是恐惧或是紧张产生的忐忑不安的心理状态咯。 OK, let's hear our example sentence then.
Sure, your stomach makes acid to help break down food.
OK, 胃会制造胃酸来协助分解食物。
Okay, now we're going to learn about the small intestine. Now, small, you know how to spell that. And then intestine, I-N-T-E-S-T-I-N-E. intestine, small intestine. Now, your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Whoa!
It's part of the passageway that your digested food travels before you go poop. In fact, most of the digestion process happens here in the small intestine. This is the place where your body absorbs or takes in the energy from the food you eat.
That's interesting. So everything is kind of important, huh?
Yes.
Small intestine. Okay, 就是小肠。那虽然我们中文是中英文都有小这个字，可其实它不小哦，它竟然有6公尺长哎。那而且呢，它就是你在便便之前，就是刚刚 Crystal 说的 poop， 是食物会经过的地方哦。
All right, now your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Okay, 小肠其实不小，它有6公尺长哦， 6 meters.
Now there's also another intestine called the large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled the same way, but with the word large before it.
Mm-hmm.
Now your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine. This is basically the queuing area or the waiting area for waste. The food you eat sits here until your body is ready to get rid of it.
That sounds really cute. Okay, 那刚刚学会了 small intestine, 聪明的你应该猜到了 large intestine 是什么，就是大肠。那刚刚 Chris 老师用一个比喻很可爱，他说他好像是那个 waste, 就是我们不要的东西，就是排泄物，在那边 queuing, 在那边排队说 OK, 我们要出来便便哦， waiting for the poop. Okay, 其实就是他储存一些排，就是你不要的东西就对了，在你就是排泄之前啦。
Okay, now your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine.
Okay, 就是身体的废物储放在大肠里。I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Do foreigners like eat small or big? Large intestines?
You mean like humans' intestines?
No, gross!
Yes, we eat people.
Like pigs, or because we eat that.
I eat them in Taiwan, but in the U.S., intestines are usually not served.
Okay.
What they will do is they'll take the intestine of an animal and stuff it with meat for like a sausage.
Oh, right. Okay, 我刚刚只是想问说他们外国人会不会吃大肠小肠啦。Okay, 就其实是他们来台湾才会吃。Okay, anyway.
Okay, the bladder. Right, we'll talk about the bladder. Spelled B-L-A-D-D-E-R. Now the bladder is, the average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine. That seems like a lot to me, but it's probably why some people have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So, when people get older, like, will their bladder get weaker?
Yes, their bladder does get weaker, and they may end up having to go pee. They may end up peeing in their pants. It can happen.
You're so honest, Chris.
Well, it's just, you should know these things.
Okay.
But the bladder, you could say maybe you have a weak bladder, which means that you kind of have to go to the bathroom a lot.
Okay, 好，膀胱。Okay, 如果你一直想要尿尿，可能就是你膀胱比较 weak, 就是比较弱。通常年纪大的人就会有这样子的问题啦。So let's hear our example sentence one more time.
Okay, the average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine.
一般成人的膀胱可以容纳差不多600毫升的尿液哦。Okay, I guess that's all the time we have for today, right?
Right, but we still have our wrap-up coming up next.
Right, so let's go to our wrap-up.
Okay, well...
Well, how about we review? Because I think I forgot the 6 words again.
Yeah, maybe me too. Let's see. We had bladder, which was the last one we learned.
膀胱. It's so hard to say in Chinese. Okay.
We had kidneys.
Kidney 就是肾.
Okay. We also had the small and large intestine.
我知道，就是大肠跟小肠.
And we had...
Stomach!
We had stomach.
最简单的就是肚子或是胃。
Is that 5 of them or 6?
No, there's one more. Liver!
Liver, okay.
就是肝。
Ah.
I keep thinking about food for some reason. Not the human, like, organs, like, not to eat them, but like, you know.
You're like a real Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh, okay. And 刚刚 Chris 有点吓到我，他突然说那个膀胱不好，就是有些成人就会尿在裤子里。That scared me about the old people going to the bathroom and peeing their pants. Anyway, we're out of time, but it was really fun having Chris with us.
Yep.
So until next time, I'm Laura.
And I'm Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Charlie souped up his car with a brand new, powerful stereo.
Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo.
Hi guys, it's Celine. 不知道你在路上有没有看过改装车？我说的不只是那种引擎轰轰叫的车哦，是那种性能真的很好，或者是改得很漂亮的车。把车改装的变得更好的说法呢，就叫做 soup something up。这就是我们今天句子的主题哦。所以我们一起来看看这句话吧。Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo. Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo. 这句话的意思呢，就是 Charlie 帮他的车升级，装了一台功能强大、全新的立体音响。Soup up his car 就是把他的车升级改装。用什么？我们就用 with something 这样的说法。Charlie 是用 a brand new powerful stereo， 也就是全新强大的立体音响啦。其实这个说法据说是从赛马来的。在很久以前呢，赛马比赛可能没有什么明确的规则，所以赛马的人啊会喂马喝什么东西，让他们可以跑得更快。但呢，现在大家好像不太可能骑马了，所以我们就运用到车子上来喽。如果你的车改了引擎，你就可以说 My car is souped up with a powerful engine.My car is souped up with a powerful engine. 这边呢，我只是改成被动的用法，所以是 is souped up. With a powerful engine 就是用一个强力的引擎来改装。最后，我们来复习一遍今天的句子哦。Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo. 好，小菊，我们下次见，拜拜。
Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo.
Charlie souped up his car with a brand new powerful stereo.
Kit Chat.
啦啦 I have the tickets to the ship. Let's go.
The ship? 你是指那艘游艇吗？
嘿，你想太多了啦，我是指那边有两人踩小船的那个啦。
It's just a small boat.
当我们看到 boat 这个字，它是指比较小，只能载几个人的船，因此划龙舟我们就翻译成 dragon boat。啊，龙舟赛当然就是 dragon boat race。There is one drummer, several paddlers, and a flag puller. 就是划龙舟的成员，通常有一个负责打鼓啦，那有的就是划呢，还有一位是负责抢旗哦。Drummer 就是打鼓的成员，而 paddler 就是划船的成员， flag puller 就是抢旗的成员哦。有趣的是呢，在中文我们常常提到的，哎，我们都在同条船上，同舟共济。英文刚刚好也可以翻译成 We are in the same boat。不过注意哦，这里呢，我们都身在同一个处境，通常是指处境比较不好的时候哦。另外呢，像救生艇的英文，我们也可以称它为 lifeboat， 毕竟呢，它的空间比较小哦。So for example, people say that there weren't enough lifeboats on the ship Titanic.哎，大家这里有没有看到怎么又出现另外一个字 ship， 同样也是表示船呢？其实这个 ship 是用来表示游艇哦，所以像 Titanic 这样比较大，可以搭好几百甚至于数千个人的大船，我们就要用 ship 来表示哦。Now for example, the Titanic was a famous ship. It sank after hitting an iceberg. 相信大家应该都看过铁达尼号的电影吧，它可是撞上这个冰山 iceberg 才沉船的哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以小的船我们可以用 boat， 而大的船像是可以坐好几百或好几千人的游艇，我们就要用 ship。
What do our organs do?
Liver.
Liver.
Your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body.
Your liver cleans your blood before it travels through your body.
Kidney.
Kidney.
Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine.
Blood moves into your kidneys and turns into urine.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Your stomach makes acid to help break down food.
Your stomach makes acid to help break down food.
Small intestine.
Small intestine.
Your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Your small intestine isn't actually that small. It's about 6 meters long.
Large intestine.
Large intestine.
Your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine.
Your body's waste gets stored in your large intestine.
Bladder.
Bladder.
The average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine.
The average adult's bladder can hold up to 600 milliliters of urine.